Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Elias, considering you know my time of day.
And what shall we discuss, my friend? It has been a long time in your terms.
Oh, very, very long time. But you know what? I am becoming so much the me I want to be, and I'm so thrilled about it all. Because now, when I talk to you, I feel comfortable rather than, how should I say, oh, I'm talking to the teacher. Oh, am I doing this right? At the moment, I feel everything I'm doing is perfect.
Excellent. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And I listened to my first session a while back. And I thought, oh, okay. It was so full of despair. And that was literally almost 20 years ago. And you had given me an exercise about my relationship with alcohol. And you know what? That mountain you suggested? It's me. I'm solid. Solid as the mountain.
Excellent. I would express congratulations, my friend.
Yeah, I've done very well through the ups and downs, near-death experience, this, that, and the other. And I wouldn't call it a challenge. I would call it, I need to understand a little bit more, particularly in regard to my orientation and to the final focus aspect of me. And the reason why I say that is I seem to have a pattern. I will flow nicely, easily, at least this is the way I have been for probably the last couple of years. And then I'll go about 4 or 5 months and suddenly slip into a silent mode where I don't want to have any conversation with anybody. I don't want to do anything unmotivated. It's graduated from me labeling it as manic depression. No, manic depressive or bipolar, whatever way they want to label it. And I know it's not that way, but I labeled it that way because I would go have a great deal of fun and suddenly I'll go into this quiet period. And Ayla did help me the last time. And I spoke to her almost a year ago. And she said, just allow yourself, recognize you're not doing anything and just let it go. So I did that this time as well. The problem is, this time, what came to me because of this wave, I thought, okay, maybe the wave is affecting this more. Because in my mind, I thought I should still be, okay, I accept I'm quiet, but why am I spreading it so long? And why can't I accept, accept that I should be able to be content in the manner I've grown and the way I've become. And still,
but sometimes I would say that the mass energy can be affecting of you. And it is merely a matter of recognizing that, and then you can perhaps choose differently in relation to what you are experiencing. But that automatically, the mass energy can be affecting, and you might not actually be aware of that.
Yes, that's what I did recognize, that it probably was affecting me. And then I start thinking, am I doing, is this a construct, or is this a concentration that I go into these periods, or is there some attachment that I've put to it? And that started to concern me. And that's why I was wondering if you could put some light into that. I don't mind. I accept now that I do go into quiet periods, and I've shared that with my friends who very happily leave me alone. I just say, I'm in slow-mo. I shall talk to you whenever I'm ready. Now, but I do believe very strongly it is my orientation, and I've blessed myself with that because I've grown out of the analyzing, I've grown out of all those things and allowed myself to continue. And I know when I end up, because I'm fully aware when I know I'm sliding into the quiet period. And when I'm coming out of it, I'm also fully aware. It doesn't surprise me. I sense it immediately. Ah. And I say, oh, okay. And normally what happens is that at the end of that, I've sort of accepted that what I've been doing internally is pulling all the bits and pieces that I have experienced, or lessons I have learned, or the practices I've been doing, and all of that, and I'm putting it all together and giving myself a bigger picture. Now, the beauty of it was at the end of this, I can remember doing a mundane task like washing dishes. And I felt this image of myself, and it was a sense of maturity, like I had finally come into the space I wanted all my life. It was like me telling myself, you're all grown up now. Well done, Jillian. And that's why I wanted to talk to you, because I wanted to put these little bits together, because acceptance has not been a problem. Without understanding that acceptance has come easily to me, flow and intuition, or I call my flow as just doing things. I don't think about whether this is right, whether this is intuition or not. And that's why I was looking at both those things, because I think as final focus, I think that has helped, or I've allowed myself to move into the acceptance of people, nations, cultures, and, you know, I've had pet, when I say issues, the two things I used to have really strong issues about and found it difficult to watch is the creation of Israel and the partition in India, because I'm from India. But there were two pet issues of mine, and I wouldn't even try and discuss it. It just irritated me. And now I'm looking at it and say, okay, that's how it is. Okay, fine. So I don't quibble about it, but I think those two bits are interconnected in my growth.
Definitely. But I would also say that you have definitely moved in a direction of growth considerably. And I would also say that in relation to this in and out action that you do, I would agree with you. I would say that it definitely is significantly influenced by your orientation. But I would also say that at times it can be exacerbated by mass energies and waves or mass events that are occurring within mass energy, because you are susceptible to that also. But I would say for the most part, yes, it is associated with your orientation and your personality, and that it is something that is very natural for you.
Yes.
I would also say that during those times, you connect with yourself more.
Yes. And one of the things what I do now, because my body consciousness holds all the information I could ever need, right? And I would say over the past 2 years, any question, it could be, how do I sort this plant problem out? Tell me. And I leave it. What am I doing about this? Queries, questions, solutions, I just chuck it into my head and say, okay. And I leave it go. I don't look for the answers. But when I'm moving around and carrying on, I do have solutions for all of them. And I love it because I'm in harmony with my body consciousness. One thing I did learn, and that stuck in my head, because Fran said that the body can take care of itself. Now, I believe that, but I never and didn't see it as me, per se. I used to see it as two. My body could take care of it. But now I don't see it like that. And my desire now is to experience all of me.
Congratulations.
And that's my main desire. I want to experience me as a whole. And the other one, and I call it stoking my glow. Because, Seth had an effect on me in a sense. And I can remember ages ago that I was thinking, I would like to be able to walk into a room and glow, that people would notice. But I didn't mean for them to notice me as a beautiful, elegant woman. It was more that they would notice the glow within me. And that was like, oof, probably 40 years ago since I started reading Seth. And it stuck with me. And when you talk about the glow, it hit home really easily. For me, I feel like I'm stoking the glow.
I agree.
Oh, I just love it. I just love it.
I would be tremendously, tremendously encouraging and acknowledging you, my friend.
Thank you.
Congratulations in what you have been accomplishing.
I've been doing really well, haven't I?
Yes.
Because I tell myself that. And I say, well done, Julie. Oh, well done. Oh, you did that already. Okay. And so I build on it. And sometimes when I'm feeling low and whatever, and I'm not appreciating myself, I used to worry about that. But I think I automatically do that. It's part of my nature to do that for myself.
I understand. But I would say that it is a manner in which, in a manner of speaking, that you check in with yourself.
Say that last bit again.
It is a method in which you check in with yourself.
Yes. Okay.
To monitor what you are doing and how you are proceeding, and to express a gauge with yourself. Therefore, you express questioning yourself, and then you move in a direction in which you are acknowledging yourself.
Okay. And what should I say? How should I put this? I feel that I have been on this journey all of my life. Now, since I'm thinking about that, when I was a young child, I remember I had a nightmare and woke my parents up or whatever. And then when I went back to sleep, I was probably about 4, I think, and that memory still remains with me. I felt there was this figure reaching out and holding me. I suppose I did experience all of me because it was me comforting myself and saying, "You're all right." Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And that experience has remained with me. And when people talk about religion, I have always been religious. In the manner of speaking that we know of it. Well, when I say no, I know of it now. It's you looking for the way I should guide my life. And I found when I was in Christianity, I was making deals. Okay, if you get me out of this, I promise I won't do it again.
I would say, my friend, that is very common.
Oh, yeah. And then I realized that and I said, no. That's why when I was drawn, somebody had mentioned, said to me, but I was very aware when I picked it up that I'd heard of it and I picked it up at the shop. And that is the only time in my life I have concentrated on reading. And immediately everything I read made absolute sense to me. And I've never turned back from that point. And I like that. I didn't read all the stuff because I'm not a big reader. I'm a very slow reader. I'm not academically inclined. But even though I can't express my understanding, I've realized really in the last few years, well, as I've grown to know myself, that that's the only thing that makes sense to me is you do create your own reality. And when I wasn't able to talk to you before, I kept telling, "Mary, I'm not really frustrated. I want to talk because because I want to talk to my friend Elias rather than my teacher Elias. And that was, but I never really, I thought, I was confused as to what I was doing, that I wasn't creating this so easily as I normally do other things, because I don't put time limits on anything. And in that sense, also, I'm glad I don't, well, I say I don't have imagination. I know I do, but I don't rely on pictures of how the world should look or how I should look at the world. I'm willing for any manifestation to happen in its time. And I like the idea that I know that that has come to pass as a request I made for myself.
Correct. I would say that is excellent, my friend.
And to go with that, you know, one of the things, because I wanted to quit my drinking and my relationship, and I told myself, you know, okay, I tried things like, okay, make me feel sick, make me this, something, just make, because I want everything to be as comfortable as I want to. I am that laid back. Well, what do you know? I ended up having a pancreas problem, went to hospital, and so on and so forth. And I never questioned my body about it. It just dawned on me. I wanted it to be easy, but I wasn't making it easy for myself. So you've answered my prayer. You've just given me a good gap to not to remove me from the old scenario. And it did very effectively.
I would say congratulations, my friend. That is very creative.
It is. And in being in hospital, I was able to observe and allow myself to accept things as they were. And if I didn't like things, then turn around and speak about it. But never, I feel so much at peace without having to put blame on somebody, find fault in somebody else. Because there is nobody else to find fault with or to blame.
You are very correct in that, my friend.
And I do also feel that I am free in every which way that I could want to be. Because if there are rules and regulations and stuff that I don't agree with, I work around it, and I get challenged, and I still work around it without making a fuss. Like in terms of smoking marijuana. Yes, it's against the law, but rather than buying it, I decided I will grow it for myself. Well, that got discovered as well, because I had a break-in, and I call it silly, but it's not silly because that's natural to me, to be honest. And I just mentioned, oh yeah, and it took a little, you know, pot of this and a little pot of that. And so they went through my place, stripped down all the lights and whatever, my growing things, and I said, fine. But I set it up again. And my feeling was, if you want to take me to prison or you want to take me to court, I'd be happy to go to court and point my point of view and say, this is who I am and this is what I'm doing. So if you want to charge me, you want to do whatever it is, I'll take it from there. But I take full responsibility for breaking your rules. So in that way, yes, I do feel unrestricted by everything. I don't push it in anybody's face that I don't care, I won't do this, da, da, da. There's no point. It's useless telling people that you think differently or that you don't agree because they're not going to listen to me.
I very much understand, and I would very much agree with you, my friend, that it is a matter of redefining what is important to you, and in that, realizing that you can separate your own ideas, your own opinions about what is right and what is functioning, but in that, it isn't necessarily important to debate that with other individuals. It doesn't change their mind.
No. No, it doesn't change anybody's mind. So,
Correct. And what it does is it sets you in a direction of frustration and irritation rather than accomplishing anything constructive. Therefore, I would very much acknowledge you in your recognition of that and your ability to be accepting yourself and accepting other individuals and not generating that conflict between the two. That is tremendously important because it ripples out significantly in your world, and it does very much help to quell all of this division.
Yes, very much so. And when I follow the rules, but whatever, I do it voluntarily because it's hardly a hassle.
I understand. And in that, it is simply a matter of recognizing what are you doing? Are you doing this because it easier for you and you recognize that? Or are you fighting against something on principles? And let me express to you, I understand that for thousands of years, people have stood on principles. But I would say that generally, when you are expressing principles, you are not actually implementing actions. You are simply expressing a justification for your opinion, which doesn't need any justification. Your opinion is acceptable because it is part of you and it is reflecting your guidelines. In that, it doesn't need any justification. And I would say that when you are in a direction in which you are more comfortable with yourself, you are much less likely to feel that push to be proving to other people or to be instructing them and proving to them that they are wrong
Yeah, there's no
by,
point.
yes, by expressing the rightness of yourself what you are doing is attempting to prove to the other individuals how much they are wrong.
Yes.
And debate is the same. Because in association with debating with another individual, the goal is to express one side being right and the other side not being right. And therefore, one side being victorious over the other. But when you actually move in a direction of being more self-aware, it isn't necessary for you to engage in those types of actions.
Yes, I agree with that. I definitely do. Now, on the other aspects, how should I put it? Before, I call it sensitive. I've been, in a manner of speaking, struggling with the idea of energy. I understand it intellectually, but I don't always feel it. And I've started...
In what manner or in what capacity?
Like, if I'm having... conversation, or, you know, just because I used to feel, I can remember the last time I questioned you about that. I used to get impressions, I used to get, you know, I used to be enthused with what I call focus hunting. And that all diminished suddenly. It became non-important. And I used to feel tingling at different parts of my head, mainly. And I could identify within myself that, yeah, when my heart was pumping hard, that was Ayla, and on a forehead, that was Atavas, and such area was sun, and I would feel all these energies and I could identify them. Now, I can't, well, I probably can if I really was needing to do that, but I like occasionally because I do feel tingling, but I can't even identify essence in that sense, like I used to do. And I know in the beginning, you warned me, well, you told me that I was paying too much attention to the outside, and that's why I was getting all these things. And you had also told me that I wasn't actually using my elder aspect of myself. And I found, through the years, I've been doing, actually flowing in the two families that are related, Vold and Ilda. And I like that. And then I found occasionally, and I would see the results of that. You know, if I plant a little seed, that's all that mattered. But now, and the other thing now, is and then I thought it would be nice to have an energy exchange. And now I question it, and I think, actually, that's too much responsibility, but I'd like to do it for the fun of it, for the experience of it, without an agenda of what I should ask for, or just to experience it. And now, I don't know what kind of relationship, but I still feel there is still a connection, in a manner of speaking, between Atavas and myself, and a very strong leaning, and that's been for a long time, leaning towards the color green, a particular deep green. And I have no idea the connection with all these things.
I would say that the connection with that is that that deep green is a connection of the combination of your energy and the other essence.
Okay.
When
yes.
those two energies are combined, it creates a tone that generates that particular color.
Okay. So how come it is something that I have noticed a lot lately? Like even when I see, oh, that's the perfect green, that's the green I like. And I find that I do focus on that color just for the sake of the color. But what is that connection between this essence and myself?
I would say that it is a connection that is continuously with you and supportive of you.
Mm-hmm.
And say also, if you were so choosing, you could actually generate an energy exchange with that essence if you chose to.
Because I've looked at all these aspects in terms of I allow, and I ask essence just generally for the support, and I allow that, and I think I do believe I get a lot of support. I know I get a support from you. I'm aware of Ayla. There's no reason that I know you're there. I just assume you're there because there's no signal, so to speak,
yes,
that I recognize. So, when I say a lot, now what I do, because I'm not disciplined, well, I have structure in my life, but I'm not disciplined in any way, because you've given me so many exercises, and I try it out, and that's fine, and then I let it go. I don't follow through like this is what I must do. And that's the thing that I have done all my life. There are few things that I have actually seen from beginning to the end. But a lot of things I put aside, they become less important or whatever. And I do want to recognize these things.
In what manner?
To see, I mean, I used to know, you know, if my music got turned on or switched off suddenly, I blamed you for it, interfering electrically. Like Ayla, I like talking to Ayla. She's my comfort essence. I see you as my detail essence. And I also spoke to C9 when Kara was alive. But both you and her, C9, were harsh with me because you always told me off that I need to pay attention to what I'm doing and that I knew the answers. So I had strict teachers and I took that on board.
And I would agree. But I would also say that you have definitely generated a significant payoff in that you listened and you have moved in directions in which you have furthered your growth and your awareness. And I would say that has been definitely a tremendous payoff.
Oh, definitely. Oh, the payoff is huge. Yet I want to do some of these things for fun now, rather than...
And you can, if you are so choosing. It is simply a matter of focusing yourself, connecting with that other energy, and in that, I would say, being quiet with yourself, but not as you are in those certain time frameworks in which you are retreating.
Yes.
But being quiet with yourself and allowing yourself to be connecting in a manner that you can actually engage with this other essence.
Okay. Well,
and I would also say, be creative. You are a creative individual. Be creative. Don't only move in one direction, but allow yourself to be open to whatever might present itself.
Which I believe I am, being so. And okay, everybody's big now. The new thing is, what of my greatest, how should I say, gifts? Now, I tell you what I believe is mine, and
very
then
well.
If you can add to that or how I can nourish that further, I would like that. Okay, I know and have felt a knowing of love in terms of unconditional embracing, nurturing. I've experienced that in feelings within myself. I'm a great sharer. What else? Those are the two main things. When you were talking to Scotty about the world needs, a soothing energy, and I agreed in myself that he had the right idea. So in my moments, I send energy and I send it as loving, nurturing, and soothing energy to ease the fear generally speaking, overall, this world?
Agree. I would say, my friend, that your greatest gift is that you are giving.
Thank
you. You are giving. Well,
in every way, I feel that I do that. And sometimes it makes it awkward for other people. And just to offset that awkwardness of them receiving my sharing or whatever, I remind them, but I won't give you the shirt off my back. I promise you that. I'm not that giving. Just so they understand that I'm selfish enough to make sure I have myself covered before I can offer you the best of myself. Okay, so overall, the giving in every way, I know that comes very naturally, and I receive it very naturally now, because I was doing a task, but sort of struggling with it and cutting my hedge, and a neighbor opposite me came around and said, hang on, put that away. My husband's going to come and do the rest for you. Oh, okay. And he came and did the job. And yeah, those are my objective reflections every now and then that I get, that I'm doing okay and I'm not projecting. I'm projecting the right energy for myself, but I get very occasional things like that. And in terms of change, I discovered, because I've been aware of the shift every time, because you have spoken of it, so I had forewarning and things that happen around the world, always say, oh, shift is on, and so on. And I like to think I'm living shifted. And change seems to be a natural thing for me in terms of how I do things. I don't even think about it now. I just notice it and say, oh, I did that differently last time. Well, then, oh, okay, I'll do it this way this time. But I don't do it consciously to get accustomed to change. Does come.
I agree. I would say that for you it is more curiosity.
Yes. So some of the odd impressions that I have been trying to deal with for friends of mine and myself, except from the forum, there's nobody interested in my way of looking at the world in terms of you create your own reality. But I've got a few essence names or ideas about people that I'm close to. So for my sister, I have had her essence stone, Zoe. Is that correct?
You are correct.
Oh, okay.
Correct.
Say again.
I say you are correct. Congratulations.
Thank you. And I see her as Zuli, Gramada, and Common.
Correct.
Ooh, I am. So I need to trust myself on these things. And from. Well, I do, except because I haven't done it often enough. my friend Keith, I get Brian.
Yes, add a T.
Oh, Brian. Okay. Oh, and I have him as Carmen, Ilda, possibly Zuli.
Correct.
Right. Another plus for my trust. And my close friend Joe. Her name is Joanne, but I do believe her essence tone is also Joanne.
You are correct again. Congrats.
I love it when you say that. I have her as soft, Ilda, and boredom.
Correct.
Now with her, because I know she's not on a, well, she's similarly open-minded and curious, but she's on a different path in terms of she's more into reading energy, because I told her she's very sensitive to a lot of things, and she's more into the mediumship to be able to tell people their background or say somebody died or whatever. That's been her direction up till now. And she's having so much fun realizing that her impressions are correct and so on and so forth. Now, one of the names that she uses, Emma Rowe, how does she, it's her author name, Emma Rowden, is that a focus of hers? Oh, I'm trying to find the exact spelling of it.
Yes, you are correct.
So it's a focus of her, is it a concurrent focus?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because when she's done searches for that name, she hasn't, she's the only one. But of course, if it's the, but there's no historic reference in a manner of speaking.
Correct.
Okay. Now, what were the other things? Now, when you, the thing that got me going thinking about this was you spoke about the artistic spirit within, I think it was Naomi who'd asked that about her music aspect of her. And I was wondering, what is my artistic spirit? And the only thing I could come up with, because I've asked myself, okay, yes, I can draw, but I want to do something different. How shall I do it? And I haven't particularly come up with anything that hits me in the face. But I've learned, but know that I am comfortable enough with fixing things, with do-it-yourself things. And so if I have a problem, say with the gadget, or I need to even put up shelving or whatever, it's, I can find a solution to that, even though my logic on how to do it makes no sense to other people.
I understand.
Say again.
And I would very much be acknowledging you with that you are by finding solutions that are different. But that is of no matter because it is successful. And therefore, I would say that your creativity lies in being able to see different angles.
Okay.
Not necessarily in one direction or one expression, such as painting or writing or music or anything that would be expressed in one direction. It is all directions, that in any direction you can find an alternative expression for whatever is being generated, and it will be equally as successful.
Well, thank you for that, because one of the things my sister always accuses me of, choosing sides, and I keep telling her that it's not that way. I'm not choosing sides, but we have to consider all the aspects that go into the inaction or into the actions that are distasteful to her. And actually now I'm struggling a bit, I think, because it's a sibling or it's a family situation. I've always known she was, actually, when you talked about aristocratic things, my sister, I believe, has that characteristic about her.
Yes.
And when I talked to her in terms of, and she's worked very hard in her own way, and she's very giving. But her main way of showing her love is to be able to share some of her wealth with people that, like me or my brother or whatever. And she'll do that, but she is insecure within herself. I was wondering if there was some way that I could ease that.
I would say that for you, it would simply be a matter of being encouraging of her.
Okay. Because I do that in the sense that I've told her she has been the most nurturing of our family, because there's a big gap between us as siblings. But she has always been the nurturing, but I think that's more in line with her wanting to be accepted.
I understand, but I would say that you being accepting of her and simply expressing consistent encouragement definitely is helpful.
Okay. And I was thinking of explaining to her my beliefs in you create your own reality, but I've hesitated because I think it's too much detail, and that she doesn't need to know that detail about me to be able to accept me.
I agree.
Okay, so I'll leave that bit out then. this is just me confirming to myself that my hesitating, when I hesitate, I know I have to think about what I'm doing. And okay. Oh, I'm so glad to talk to you, Elias. This has been fun. And you know, I made all these notes on how I was going to, but our session kept being furthered. And I have literally spoken to you for once in my life off the top of my head, because I told myself, you asked the question, tell me to get the information I need to get. And obviously I have, because I didn't even look at my notes on that.
Obviously you have.
Well, I will let you go, because I have heard the alarm. And I think Mary has a busy day today.
Very well. I shall be very much looking forward to our next meeting, my friend. And I express to you congratulations and great encouragement in what you have been engaging and accomplishing. In tremendous love and friendship to you, as always, and in great support in your playing with an energy or with other essences.
Thank you, Elias. I'm so glad I have been able to talk to you in friendship this time. Okay.
Love to you, my dear friend.
Thank you. Bye, Elias.